Chapter 2. Be positive or be quiet. You are where you are today in part because of what you've been saying about yourself. Words are like seeds. When you speak something out, you give life to what you're saying. If you continue to say it, eventually they can become a reality. Whether you realize it or not, you are prophesying your future. This is great when we're saying things such as, I am blessed, I am strong, I will accomplish my dreams, I am coming out of debt. That's not just being positive, you are actually prophesying victory, prophesying success, prophesying new levels. Your life will move in the direction of your words. But too many people go around prophesying just the opposite. I never get any good breaks. I'll never get back in shape. Business is slow, I'll probably get laid off. Flu season is here, I always get it. They don't realize they are prophesying defeat. It's just like they're calling in bad breaks, mediocrity, lack. The scripture says we will eat the fruit of our words. When you talk, you are planting seeds. At some point, you're going to eat that fruit. My challenge is make sure you're planting the right kind of seeds. If you want apples, you have to sow apple seeds. If you want oranges, you can't plant cactus seeds, poison ivy seeds, mushroom seeds. You're going to reap fruit from the exact seeds that you've been sowing. In other words, you can't talk negative and expect to live a positive life. You can't talk defeat and expect to have victory. You can't talk lack, not enough, can't afford it, never get ahead, and expect to have abundance. If you have a poor mouth, you're going to have a poor life. If you don't like what you're seeing, start sowing some different seeds. Instead of saying, I'll never get well, Joel. This sickness has been in my family for 3 generations. No, plant the right seeds. Start saying, God is restoring health back unto me. This sickness didn't come to stay. It came to pass. I'm getting better and better every day. You keep sowing those positive seeds, and eventually you'll eat that abundant fruit, health, wholeness, victory. Instead of saying, I'll never get out of debt, I'll never rise any higher, or start speaking God's promises, I will lend and not borrow. Whatever I touch prospers and succeeds. I'm coming into overflow, into more than enough. Start sowing seeds of increase, seeds of abundance. No more, I'll never accomplish my dreams. Instead, I have the favor of God. Blessings are chasing me down. The right people are searching me out. New opportunities, new levels are in my future. If you'll keep talking like that, you'll reap a harvest of good things. The scripture talks about how with our tongue, we can bless our life or we can curse our life. Many people don't realize they're cursing their future with their words. Every time you say, I never get any good breaks, you just cursed your life. Every time you say, I'll never be able to afford that nice house, I'll never break this addiction, I'll never meet the right person, no, stop cursing your future. Sometimes the enemy doesn't have to defeat us, we defeat ourselves. Pay attention to what you're saying. Are you blessing your life? Or are you cursing it? I had a classmate in high school who was always very negative, even though he was one of the stars on our football team. He was in great shape. He had this thick, curly hair. Every time I asked him what was going on, he gave this standard reply, "Not much. I'm just getting old, fat, and bald." I must have heard him say that 500 times. And I know he was just kind of kidding, but I wouldn't kid about that. About 15 years later, when I ran into him at the mall, I nearly passed out. He had prophesied his future. He looked old, fat, and bald. Friend, don't speak that defeat over your life. Our attitude should be, I'm getting younger. God is renewing my youth like the eagles. I'm getting stronger, healthier, better looking. I'm going to keep my hair. I'm going to stay in my right mind. I'm going to live a long, productive, faith-filled life. Don't go around cursing your future. Start blessing your life. Prophesy good things. I know this man who was real concerned that he was going to get Alzheimer's disease because several people in his family had had it, his grandfather and great uncle. This man was only in his early 50s, but he kept bringing up what might happen. He told me that he was actually making plans for someone to take care of him, getting everything lined up. And of course, yes, it's good to have common sense, be wise, plan ahead. But if you go around talking about how you're going to get a disease, making plans for it, you probably won't be disappointed. You're calling it in, just like you're sending it an invitation. I told this man what I'm telling you. Don't say another time that you're going to have Alzheimer's or any other disease. Start declaring, no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. I will live out my days in good health, with a clear mind, with good memory, with clarity of thought. My mind is alert. My senses are sharp. My youth is being renewed. You must prophesy health. Prophesy a long, productive life. Your words will become your reality.